So first of all, my name is Jim Meely, M-E-L-E. I'm the sheriff of Tuolumne County. So we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you all for being here. Obviously today, in the afternoon, we had a very heavy rain cell that came through and caused a great deal of havoc throughout the county, not only in Tuolumne County, but I've been in contact with Sheriff Doug Benowies, who's the south of us from Mariposa County. Both counties received substantial amounts of rain in a very short period of time. These heavy rains caused the Moccasin Reservoir to overflow. It was at first imminent that the dam was going to break, and then it has now been brought down to potential hazardous. So they have done their procedures and protocol to release some of this water, and so that now is a potential hazardous. The Moccasin Bridge is closed, and as a precautionary measure, that was done by Caltrans. The inspectors went there and to look at the structural integrity of the bridge, and Highway 49 at Marsh's Flat is closed. The old priest grade and new priest grade has been open. We had Tuolumne County Sheriff's staff up in the Moccasin area monitoring those for updates. Some of the issues that we had were in the city of Groveland. We had basically a river going through downtown Groveland. We had several, or at least two, propane tanks dislodge from the residence and travel down. One hit a vehicle, another one hit a residence. No damages was reported by those propane tanks. We also had closure from Highway 120 from Black Oak Street to Ferretti Road, and that was in the city of Groveland, or the town of Groveland. Since that time, the California Highway Patrol has reopened that highway. We're receiving some minor property damage that has been reported from the people in Groveland and throughout the county. We're also having down here in the Tuolumne area, instead of the south side, we've also had several reservoirs overflow, and because the rain has subsided, those reservoirs are starting to recede also. We had two schools in the Groveland area. We had Tenaya and Tioga High School. Tenaya is an elementary school. We sheltered and placed those children. The buses were unable to get to the students. We contacted the parents of the students, and we sheltered and placed those children, and now all those children have been released and been reunited with their families. So also what we want to talk about is some of the long-term efforts. Tomorrow we should have good weather. It's supposed to be sunny, but we should be receiving another rain and snow. Snow will be coming down to the 1,500 foot elevation, which is probably the Sonora area, the downtown where we're at. So what we're asking the residents of Tuolumne County, be prepared. Make sure that you have your water. Make sure you have your transistor radios. Make sure that if you have your cell phones, make sure that those are charged completely. A lot of the folks have gone away from the landlines. And make sure that your family knows where you are. If you're traveling up to Tuolumne County, make sure that you bring chains and the proper provisions to travel if you're coming up to Tuolumne County. So is there any questions that I can answer for you at this time?
Sheriff, are there still areas evacuated?
No, everything has, the only place that is evacuated is that small area of Highway 49, or I should say it's not even evacuated. What it is the road is closed. So we have no shelter with Red Cross. We were gearing up for those types of things, but all those have been lifted. So we have no places that at this time that are evacuated. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to ask if you could kind of go into a little bit more detail, because obviously everyone was very concerned when it was an imminent threat.
Sure.
The dam would fail. So if you could go into a little
So we got a phone call from Hetch Hetchy. Hetch Hetchy contacted us and said that the dam was an immediate possible failure. That concerned us, obviously, that it would take that short period of time that the water would rise that quickly and get to the point of where they were fearful that the dam may break. So we sent personnel to embed with the Moccasin folks, the Hetch Hetchy people. They did an outstanding job in diverting some of this water. We were able to communicate with them. We do tabletop exercises on these types of events. And so even though it was very stress levels were very high, they followed their procedures and went through all of the things that all the notifications went out to the public very quickly. Obviously, we can't do the notifications without you, the press, so we appreciate what you've done and what you do in notifying the citizens. And so it really took for a few moments there, for a few moments, it was very, very stressful because we felt that they were going to lose that dam. Even though it's a very small reservoir, the fact of the matter is that it would have eroded a lot of the roadway, the Highway 120. Now you're talking about traffic, people coming down to go to work from the Groveland, going down into the valley, and so on. So we're grateful that Hetch Hetchy and their staff were able to get out in front of that and you know, avert that.
Has there ever been a threat like this to the specific dam before?
No, not to my knowledge. We've never had anything like that to the Moccasin. We've had issues at Bonds Flat. We had the spillway go over, and Bonds Flat Road was washed out. But we haven't had any with the Moccasin Dam, so this was something completely new. I can't confirm it, but my understanding is that they're doing some repair work on some of the tunnels, and so that's why some of the water was diverted, and it caught them when the cell came through. It kind of caught them a little off guard. So they are doing routine repair work on the tunnels, and so that might be one of the issues. But you might want to talk to Hetch Hetchy, and they can give a better description of that.
The rescue that took place. I understand there was a couple that was on a chicken coop or something, and their car was underwater, and they were rescued.
Right. So I'm not sure if it was our personnel that did that, but I do know that there was a couple that called 911, and that the waters rose very quickly, and that emergency personnel were able to get out there and to rescue them and to get them back to safety. One of the concerns that we did have was when we closed off the old Priest Grade and new Priest Grade, and then on the backside where Mariposa comes in, Highway 120 was cut off, or excuse me, Highway 132 was cut off. There was no ability to get to Groveland. So we really had to depend on the Medic 41 that was up there for any type of emergency medical aid, along with Groveland Fire. And so that was very stressful and very concerning, but those folks up there did an outstanding job with all the medical aids that were coming in. So, you know, hats off to the folks of Groveland for taking care of their own and banding together and I hate to say ride out this storm, but that's exactly what they did.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Tenaya and Tioga High School?
So they were unable to get their buses out of the lot due to the roadway. So they were unable to get their buses to the students, and then some of the roadways were flooded and they were impassable. So they were unable to get there. So we knew, looking at Doppler radar, that the storm would pass, and so we felt that it would be better with school administration to just shelter in place, let the parents know that the children are safe, but they'll be late getting home.
And I know you said that the county Sonora is expecting some snow. Is there any concern for more rain tonight? Is there any warnings that we can put out to the public?
Well, all of your weather folks are telling us that we're going to be dry out through tonight. We should be dry tomorrow. The real concern that we're going to have is after we get this snow down to 1,500 on Saturday and it'll rain again. And then later on in the week, I think they said on Thursday, we're looking at temperatures of 75 in Sonora. So will that bring the snow melt? That could possibly will impact the reservoirs, the creeks, and so on. So that is one thing that we're trying to keep an eye on also.